Basil-Stag Hare joined them, still nibbling breakfast from a haversack tied about his narrow chest.
Reminds me of the Great Rains 10 seasons ago. Or was it 11? Filthy stuff, rain. Isn't much fun to drink either. Sooner have October ale any day.
Matthias could not resist a smile, despite the seriousness of the mission.
Stop chunnering, you great old feedbag, and get tracking for signs.
What? Oh, righto, sir. No sooner a word than a sniff. Quicks the word, shops the action. Eyes front and all that.
Progress was painfully slow. The ditch to the west and the flat land one side of the path had to be searched. The path itself and the woodland fringe on the opposite side were carefully scrutinised. Whether it was the continuous rain or the oppressive sky, Matthias could not tell, but an air of hopelessness seemed to pervade the search. At mid-morning, they left the path to shelter beneath some trees on the woodland side, squatting to share bread and cheese, passing a canteen of blackberry cordial from one to another. The atmosphere was decidedly suppressed as they crouched, gazing out at the western plain, the horizon lost in a veil of rainwater, listening to the ceaseless pitter-patter of raindrops on woodland leaves. Each creature had his or her own feelings of sorrow, grief, loss, regret, or just puzzlement as to why this sudden misfortune had been visited upon their peaceful Redwall home. As always, Basil was first to shake things up. The gangling hare bobbed back upon the rainy road once more.
"Walloping weasels!"
he called.
"What's all this? Laying about under the trees like a load of saturated stoats, filling your faces like a pile of moonstruck moles, squatting there with your great jaws flapping like frogs at a fly-chasing? Come on, let's be having you. Form up here, chins in, chests out, shoulders straight, paws at the correct angle to the fur of the hind legs, last one in lines on a fizzer, jump to attention like this!"
Basil leapt high into the air, landing squarely on splayed hind paws. No sooner had he hit the path with a squelch than he shot into the air again, with his face squinched tight in pain. Quickly, Matthias was at his side.
"Basil, what is it? Are you hurt?"
The hare held up a hind paw.
"Hurt? I'm belly well near speared to death, old lad. Take a gander at me flipping paw, will you? I've been skewered by a tree trunk."
Matthias inspected Basil's hind paw.
It's a large splinter. Quite deep, too."
"Splinter?"
The retired regimental hare puffed his cheeks out indignantly.
"Splinter, you say? My life, if that's not an enemy spear, or at least a rusty dagger stuck in there. Me name's not Staghare, sir."
Matthias tried to keep a straight face.
"Right, old Basil. Hop over onto the grass under the trees here. Jess, lend a paw, will you? You're good at getting splinters, tree trunks out. The rest of you carry on north up the path. We'll catch up with you as soon as we've dealt with our wounded warrior here."
Mrs. Churchmouse hefted a copper ladle she had brought along to deal with the slavers.
"Right, form up and follow me. Search both sides of the road and the path as well. See you three later."
Basil shook his head in admiration.
"That's the good old style. You give a mud and vinegar, ma'am. Just like my old mum used to give me. Ouch! What you doing, Jess? Trying to hack me old paw off?"
"Keep quiet, you big baby,"
the squirrel snorted.
"Matthias, hold him still while I dig the splinter out. Hold steady now. I think I've got the end of it."
"Oh, easy there, old tree walloper.
Tree walloper? I'll give you tree walloper, you flop-eared food bin. Be still. Here it comes. Aha. Gotcha."
Jess drew forth a long, sharp wood splinter.
"Now suck your pad and spit out a while. Then I'll tie a few dock leaves round it. What do you make of this, Matthias?"
Matthias peered closely at the splinter.
"Blue paint? It's got blue paint on it. I'll bet a bushel of acorns to a cask of ale it's from that cart."
"See the trouble and pain I go to finding clues for you buffers,"
Basil sniffed nobly.
"I say, chaps, is that a piece of torn cloth on that bush behind you?"
Jess bounded over and retrieved the scrap of material.
"Indeed it is. Red and yellow. Just like that covering the fox ducked under as we came out of the abbey gate."
They investigated, searching deeper into the woodland.
Here's a broken branch. Rain never did that.
Some bark's been scuffed from this willow here.
Look, axle grease on the long grass.
Matthias straightened up.
That's it. They did pass this way, cutting off the roads and striking geese through the forest. If we hurry, we may catch them up before night. They can't travel fast in woodland pulling the cart.
But what about the others?
Can't spare the time to fetch them, I'm afraid. Besides, they'd wander all over the show and hold us up.
You're right, Basil. We can deal with the fox and his band if we take them by surprise. Let's leave a message at the roadside for Mrs. Church Mouse and the others in case they come back looking for us. Here, I'll write on this haversack with some charcoal and we'll stand it on a stick by the side of the path.
Capital wheeze, Laddiebuck. Right, forward the buffs and don't worry about bees, stag hair, Esquire. It takes more than a splinter to keep a good scout down, you know.
A short while later, the trio had struck off east into the wet woodlands of Mossflower.